With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump expects his new Fed chair to immediately cut interest rates. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Ahead of this week's meeting of the Federal Reserve Board and its decision on interest rates, the president is laying out his expectations for the person he'll appoint to lead the Fed next year. He told Politico that immediately cutting interest rates will be a litmus test for whomever he appoints. Current Fed Chair Jerome Powell's term expires next year, and White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett is seen as the front runner to replace him. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Expect more Epstein documents to be made public after a judge approved the release of materials related to the sex trafficking case against former confidant Ghislaine Maxwell. Correspondent Marcella Sanchez reports.
In recent submissions in Manhattan federal court, the department said the materials would include 18 categories, including search warrants, financial records, survivor interview notes, electronic device data, and material from earlier Epstein investigations in Florida. Following the passage of the Epstein Files Transparency Act last month, the Justice Department is required to provide Epstein-related records to the public in a searchable format by December 19th. Maxwell was convicted of sex trafficking charges in December 2021 and is serving a 20-year prison sentence. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
President Trump will road test his claims he's fixing America's affordability woes at a nighttime rally in Pennsylvania. The president is heading Tuesday to Mount Pocono in a county that flipped his way in 2024, helping him win the swing state and return to office. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 179 points, the Nasdaq rose by 30. This is SRN News. A victory for girls sports in Colorado, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A settlement has been reached between several districts and the Colorado High School Activities Association that will allow those districts to keep boys off their girls sports teams and out of girls locker rooms. The CHSAA has been threatening to ban all teams from those districts from playing sports unless they embrace the LGBT agenda. The U.S. Supreme Court is about to hear arguments on two state bans on males and female athletics. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christianity continues to wane in the United Kingdom. In 2020, the Christian share of the UK's population was less than half, while the share of the religiously unaffiliated increased to 40%. And now there are reports people are turning to ancient British history, folklore, and nature as sources of spiritual nourishment. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
President Trump heads to Pennsylvania to address issues of affordability, GOP strategist Aaron McGuire.
While there are plenty of economic indicators that show that the Trump doctrine on the economy is working, the American people aren't feeling it.
The Federal Reserve faces an unusually contentious meeting this week that will test Chair Jerome Powell's ability to corral the necessary support from fellow policymakers. Microsoft says it's investing $17.5 billion in India. That highlights the global technology competition to expand in India, one of the world's fastest-growing digital markets. Google announced a $15 billion investment in India back in October for its first AI hub. On Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow was off by 178 points. The Nasdaq did better. It gained 30. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at SRNNews.com.